Por favor.
Parashat Nitzavim. This parasha is always before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is because the Gemara says that since we have to read Leftic Parasha before Rosh Hashanah, the Leftic Parasha contains and has the curses and the punishment. In order to have all those things behind us, nevertheless, the Gemara says, well, but before Rosh Hashanah you should have so-called a separation from last week to Rosh Hashanah. Always Parashat Nitzavim comes before Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah says, this is Parashat Nitzavim, this is chapter 29, sentence 9, Atem Nitzavim Ayum Kulchem Pnei Hashem Elokechem. We're all standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roshechem, Shivtechem, Dignechem, Meshotrichem, Kol Yisrael, they're all standing. Tavchem, Neshechem, Ikecha, Asher, Kerem, Machanecha, your children, your wives, your converts, Mechotem, Etzecha, Avshem, Memecha, those fake converts that came, and Moshe Rabbeinu did accept them, and then he put them to be, just to cut wood, and to draw water, L'Overcha, Bebrit Hashem, Elokecha, V'alato. But I want to make with you a treaty between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Hashem Elokecha Kod Yimcha Hayom. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu on the behalf of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, decided to make a new treaty. L'man Akim Otcha Hayom L'Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you're going to make a treaty with him, he's going to appoint you to become his nation, he's going to be your God, Yashud Ibrahim, the way he spoke to you, Hashem Nishba Avotecha, Masak V'Yakov. So the Torah will tell you that Moshe Rabbeinu sounds like that he decided upon himself just to make this kind of a treaty. And then the Midrash says the reason for the treaty is because since we disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, and we so-called we broke the treaty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us on our Sinai, and we did the golden calf. But Moshe Rabbeinu, before we went to Eretz Yisrael, he decided to repair it, and he is going to make a treaty. Even though it doesn't say over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the other side of the treaty, and usually a treaty means the two sides, they sign and they commit themselves to have a treaty. Here Moshe says he is making this treaty between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands over here and he accepts it or he agrees with that. It's very strange that somebody says, you know what, I make a treaty between you and somebody else, and the guy is over there, the guy doesn't pay attention to you. It says, you make a treaty between me and him, he's not even looking at you. He doesn't pay attention to you, he doesn't say no. Then nevertheless, Moshe comes and says, this is the treaty. I make a treaty between you and God, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stand over here, and I promise you that's a treaty. He says, well, we have to hear from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said, yes, it's a treaty. No sign for it. If this treaty was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it does not even say that if Am Yisrael did accept the treaty. It says Moshe is talking. So the Moshe should have asked them, okay, you agree? They should say, Natev Nishma. They should say, yes, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, we agree, there's no sign. Not from Am Yisrael's side, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. It's very strange that Moshe Rabbeinu called everybody, and not on the dead, the way it is in the Torah, the way it is in the Gemara, it says Moshe called all the Neshamot from the past and the future Neshamot. It says, you listen over here, we're making a treaty between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one says yes, no one says no, and you didn't hear anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With your permission, if you skip to chapter 30, this is Levi. When all these things that I told you that refers to Leftic Parasha, the blessings and the curses, this is over there, outside in exile, you will come back to your heart. So what does it mean? It says you come back to your heart. B'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shavata v'kolo, you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you listen to Him. Choshnim Tavcha Yom Nevei, I command you today, Atav Adnech B'chol Tavcha V'chol Nafshecha. With all your heart, and with all your soul, you come back to Hashem. B'shav Hashem Elokecha v'shavata v'chamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you back from exile, will have mercy on you. B'shav Eti B'tcha M'kol M'sh B'tcha Hashem Elokecha Shama. Hashem will go to collect you. אם יהיה לך בקצה השמיים, if anyone of you will be on the other side of the world, משם יקבצך השם אלוקיך ומשם יתחקה.
אהו, אתה כבר לא.
So even if a Jew will be on the other side of the world, Moshe says Hashem is going to collect you. Comes the Rambam, comes the Gemara and says, you know, this sentence, it's the proof of Mashiach. Because this is impossible, says the Rambam, that out of nowhere, what Imach Shimon Barov says, they say Zionism. Zionism, you cannot guarantee that all the Jews will come to Eretz Israel. But if the Torah says that eventually everyone will come to Eretz Israel, even the one that was lost at the end of the world will come back to Eretz Israel, it's impossible. Unless the Eliyahu Nabi and Mashiach are going to come and collect them. So the Rambam, you should know, this is the second time in the Torah that somebody is going to ask you about Mashiach, about the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing you back. Excuse me. Here's the proof. If Moshe writes in the Torah that Hashem says that he's going to collect everyone, to include this person that lives on the farther, the further place on universe, let's mean Mashiach. Hashem will bring you to Eretz Yisrael, you can live and dwell in Eretz Yisrael. You'll inherit it, v'yitivcha v'yivcha ma'avotecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do good to you, more than what he did to proof others, Umar Hashem Elokecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called will cut and will make so-called the breed, Et Levavcha Ve'et Levav Zarecha, your heart and your children's heart, Lava Et Hashem Elokecha, to love Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha L'man Chayecha, in order for you to live. So come Chachamim and say this sentence, Umar sentence 6 says, Umar Hashem Elokecha et Levavcha ve'et Levav Zarecha. If you see, those four words, et Levavcha ve'et Levav Zarecha, it says the first letter of the word et is Aleph, Levavcha is Zamed, ve'et is Vav, Levav is Zamed, Elul. So, Chachamim say Hashem hints in the Torah, Elul, yes. In this section that we talk about when Mashiach will come, Hashem writes Elul over here. This is what Elul. Of course, the explanation is that if you remember, the Gemara says, the Zohar says that the Satan is afraid of the shofar because he thinks Mashiach comes. So here, Elul. So you know, Elul has some kind of connection and hint about Mashiach. And here, Kadosh Baruch Hu writes, and the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to so-called to cut part of your heart. So it's the bad part of your heart that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cut. It says, and Hashem hints Elul. Chachamim say, you know, this is a sign. This is a sign what you have to do in Elul. That you have to purify your heart. This of course means that Teshuvah maybe, but even the Torah doesn't say that. The question is, what does it mean exactly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do it for us? And the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu put it over here, the hint about Mashiach just before Rosh Hashanah, and he hints it in this way. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah tells us you should know what's going on in Shamayim on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has three books on Rosh Hashanah. Shosha Sparim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has upstairs three books. And one is a book that's called Tzadikim for the Holy Ones. One is called Chas V'Shalom Wicked Ones. And one is called the Middle Class One. And it says, not Tzadikim, not Rishayim. Says the Gemara, Tzadikim, the holy ones, on Rosh Hashanah already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes them in the book and signs it. And that is the end of it. This is the really so cool that Tzaddik doesn't have to worry about anymore. That is Hashem really made his decision about him on Rosh Hashanah. As well, Chas V'Shalom, the wicked ones, the Rasha'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah already writes them and signs them for death. The Benonim, the middle ones, it is the gray area, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. He waits to Yom Kippur and he sees what's going on. Are you behaving? Are you not behaving? And if they behave, Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called writes them for life. And if Chas V'Shalom don't behave, Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, kills them. That's the way it says in the Gemara. So the first question, all the Chachamim asked, the Rishonim already, the Ramban, all the Chachamim asked, excuse me, you just told me the Tzadikim, on Rosh Hashanah Hashem writes them in the book and signs them for life. And says, well, we are witnesses, not like this. You see that during the year, you see the man in the whole year, there's no doubt about him, he dies. And you just told me, on Rosh Hashanah Hashem looks at Tzadikim and writes them for life, the man is dead. On the contrary, you see the opposite as well. You see a wicked one that everybody agrees is a wicked man. And you see he lives through 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. That says he's a wicked man. Everybody agrees he's a wicked man. There's no doubt about him. And still he's alive. And you tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes him for death. The second question they ask is, you know, the Benonim between the middle class, the gray area, that he didn't, you know, they're not here, not there. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called waits for them until Yom Kippur. So the days before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's only 7 days. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to see how they behave. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide. This is what this has to do with the last year. This is the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe, is for last year. So now he's going to behave for Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the situation they've done before doesn't help now to do tshuva. Doesn't help. It's too late to do tshuva. As if he's done before Rosh Hashanah. He didn't do before Rosh Hashanah. So it was so-called his half-half. I should say, let's see what's going to be next year. Well, next year. It's a new counting. It's a new tax season. Can they apply for new tax season for the last tax season? He says, you weren't good last year, or you weren't good enough, let's put it this way. You weren't good, so what can I want to count what we can do next year? Next year. Like, this is for the next year. You should not apply. All the Chachamim also ask, you know, that really Rosh Hashanah should have been, all the Chachamim ask, Rosh Hashanah should have been before what we have Rosh Hashanah. This is like the physical year end. So you want to do your balance sheet. So you don't do your balance on the following day. You do the balance sheet just before the new physical year starts. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge us, and he wants to see how we did. So it should be the last day of the year, not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is considered the first day of Tishrei. It means the new year starts. So the new year Hashem judges us. He should judge us the day before. Rosh Hashanah could be whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, but the day of judgment, Hashem should appoint a day before to conclude, to finish the year. This is okay, it should have been last year, not this coming year. And those people also, they're in a gray area, they didn't behave good enough, and the Rakhid Mokho gives them a chance. The chance is a new chance. It's the next year, it's nothing to do with last year. And the major question is, what does it mean? What does it mean really, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 3 books over there? What do you mean 3 books? They need 3 books to write. The holy people to write the wicked one. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need? So the Gemara also, the way what's going on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, he looks through universe. When he looks through universe, it says he does it in 1 second. This is the Gemara B'Skira Achat. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from Beth Knesset to Beth Knesset, from community to community, and he checks everybody. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, he looks through, in 1 second, he judges the universe. So what do you mean, 1 second he judges the universe? How can it be he judges the universe in 1 second? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. But it's not true according to the time zone. I said some people are sleeping while others already finished praying. Some people pray next sunrise and the rest are sleeping. I said when they wake up, I said when they wake up here, I said the other people are still sleeping. So this means HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the universe in 1 split second and checks everybody. As if you remember, the Gemara Yerushalmi says that a person is not allowed to go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. As if somebody sleeps in Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, his luck, his mazal is going to sleep the whole year. Baboy, bayom. Emeshech hayom. During the day. At night you can go to sleep. But you have shtayamim, yes. But you have to be up from dawn. If you sleep after 5:30 in the morning, it's when you slept in Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't help anymore. Alot HaShachar. Dawn. Alot HaShachar. So now we're 62 דקות לפני הנץ צריכים להיות ערך.
62
דקות לפני הנץ. I mean, the sunrise this year, for example, I think it's 6:44, the sunrise. So you have to be up, according to Gemara Yerushalmi, you have to be up 5:30. If you slept after 5:30 on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, your mazal is going to sleep the whole year round. I would not say yes or no for this.
Not such thing.
It says Dari used to sleep in the afternoon.
Right.
So whoever follows Dari and behaves like Dari demands, so you can follow him. But you cannot choose Dari and say I'm going to sleep because Dari slept. Dari used to sleep every Shabbat afternoon 3 hours. During the week he never went to sleep. On Shabbat he went to sleep 3 hours. But he was up Friday night, almost the whole night. And he did other things. So he deserves 3 hours sleep. But you don't say I'm going to sleep on Shabbat and after 3 hours because Dari used to sleep. In the meantime, the whole Shabbat you do different things that Dari used to do. So it's the same thing. Dari used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, but you have to be Dari. So Dari was up having the night, and Dari did this, Dari did that. But the Gemara Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Gemara Yerushalmi doesn't say it. The Gemara Yerushalmi says if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, your mazal is going to sleep. You can't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Can't. Finished. You slept already. Slept already. You got up at 6 o'clock. You finished already. 5:30 you have to be up.
4:54.
Netzach HaMai 6:44.
Okay.
Hi. 6:41 כתוב פה. 6:41. למדתי 6:44. 72 means before sunrise. But today, I mean, yesterday sunrise was 6:30.
כן.
Right? Right. Yesterday was 6:30. Next Shabbat is 6:41 here in Englewood. The month is 6:44. That is 72 minutes before is dawn. Dawn. So you have to be up before dawn. Otherwise it means you slept. You slept, says Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't say that you can sleep in the afternoon. Yerushalmi says during the day of Rosh Hashanah you can go to sleep. Okay. I says, what is the problem? That says Jesus, if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to sleep the whole year. So it means like this, if you drink Coca-Cola on Rosh Hashanah, you can have Coca-Cola the whole year. What he has to do with that? I'm allowed to eat on Rosh Hashanah. So if I eat on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to eat the whole year. If I drink on Rosh Hashanah some Shiva sprinkles, I'll drink the whole year Shiva sprinkles. What does he have to do with anything? Why am I allowed to go to sleep? Remember the answer? Remember? The 2 days the same. Once I told you, years ago, maybe 10 years ago I told you, what Ari says. Ari says like this, that Adam HaRishon ate from the tree on Rosh Hashanah. He says, why ate from the tree? Because his wife gave it to him. Why was his wife gave it to him? Because the snake convinced her. And he says, where was this gentleman with the snake is talking to his wife? Where was he? Says the Gemara, he was sleeping. He went to sleep, he was taking nap, he worked very hard already, you know, workaholic. What did he hit him? You know? Didn't do nothing. He didn't get there, lying under the tree, he's taking a nap in the afternoon. He was just created 3 hours ago.
So the barbecue.
Yeah. He had some wine and barbecue from the angels, he went to sleep. It's better than that, but doesn't matter now. So because he went to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, and we are in Rosh Hashanah, it says that the correction of this, what happened, the damage in Rosh Hashanah, my grandfather, Adam HaRishon, started because he was asleep. If he would be alive, if he would be up, he would tell the snake, stay away from my wife, if not, he's talking to my wife. You got a wife, go talk to your wife. So because he went to sleep, says Ari, that's what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah said, you cannot sleep, you cannot sleep. And of course, by the way, this was the afternoon. So according to this, you cannot sleep in the afternoon for sure. But this is 10 years ago, this is old stuff. It's the first time I drink tea in the new building. By the way, you know over here, straight is Mecca. Yerushalayim is here. So Rosh Hashanah, if you want to pray to Hashem, this way. Otherwise you're praying for to be a Hajj, to be a Hajj. All of you. כבר הבאנו פה מצפן רעים.
כן,
מצפן של... כן. זה לא בדיוק, זה יותר לפה. So that's the question, wow, what's the significance if you have to be up? On Rosh Hashanah you cannot go to sleep. But I mean say, up doesn't mean that you hold your eyes open and you just stay up. Up means that you have to see Tehillim or learn. If you sit down and you read a newspaper or you just sit down and talk to your wife, it's called sleeping. It means you cannot so-called disconnect yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yerushalmi means. It doesn't mean just not to sleep. It means you have to be up. And up means Rosh Hashanah, Chachamim say, is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the question is, what is the problem? I woke up very early and I prayed Nes, and it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm falling apart. He says, you can't go to sleep. You must not give yourself a mazal. So the Ari says the following. This is really based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I think it's page 17, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I have a mistake. This is a sentence we say Shabbat morning. This is chapter 33 in Tehillim. Rabbi Melech says the following. Ayotzer yachad libam amibin el kol maaseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same explanation. Ayotzer yachad libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the heart of the people. Hamevin, he understands a kol maaseh, whatever they did. Says the Gemara, the explanation of this sentence is like this. You should know, a person, before he does anything, he thinks to do something. If somebody is going to ask us, where does a person think? Everybody, of course, will say in his brain. Comes in the Navi, and come, as we say, every day, every morning, it says, Rabot Machshavot Belevish. A person thinks in his heart. Comes to you see in the whole Tanakh, this statement. But it means like this, it means like this, it's true. It's 100% true, the doctors, all those doctors and the scientists will tell you, that it has to do with the brain. Your memory is also, they tell you it's in the brain. But the brain gets, via the blood that's pumped by the heart, the energy to think that comes really from the heart. As well, the remembrance, the memory that a person has, is not in his brain. It is, but it's the energy what the heart gives to the brain, the way the blood goes, that gives the energy to the brain to think. So actually what it is, you know, for every act that a person does, so if it's a good thing, the credit really belongs to the heart. If Hashem it's a bad thing he wants to do, he did actually something not so good, it says the root of the problem is his heart. I says this is no coincidence, of course, that they say that the number one killer in America at least is a heart attack. Because really the heart is responsible for everything. And that's what a person really thinks in his heart. By the way, Daniel says he should know that on the Tefillah, Bekat HaMazon, on Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. It says today, they don't say it's Yom Rosh Hashanah HaZeh. It says this is Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. What is the remembrance? What remembrance? It says what? Remembrance what? You want to remember Archidat Yitzchak? What do you remember? This is when you say Yalev Yavo, and when you say on Shmonet, what to remember? For what you have to remember? Now it says this is the holiday of the heart. Rosh Hashanah is Elad. Who says it? The Gemara says it. The Gemara says when Hashem checks us on Rosh Hashanah, it checks our heart. Hayotzer Yachad Libam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayotzer, the Creator, comma. Yachad, altogether, it checks the heart of the people. Then Hashem looks what you did. It means like this. There's upstairs right now, there's a court case, there's a trial upstairs. But the judge doesn't look at your file before he looks inside your heart first. And says, what's the purpose? Why Hashem does it? Says David, the Rambam says, the purpose of the shofar is to shake up our heart. To wake us up. Says, what do you mean you wake me up? I don't have to wake me, you don't have to wake me up, I'm not sleeping. Says, Rambam, you know it's a secret. Says, it's a secret. Shofar, when you hear the shofar, your heart wakes up. He says, my heart is not sleeping. He says, no. Your heart is sleeping in a way. What does it mean? He says, that a person has to know the goal of his creation. What is his creation? And what is the goal? He says the Gemara like this. Akash Baruch Hu opened three books on Rosh Hashanah. He opened three books on Rosh Hashanah. For what three books? And it's not true according so-called to what we see, that even though it said that Hashem wrote a tzaddik in this book, he dies, and the wicked one was written in that book, and he's alive. This is false. Says David, no, you don't understand. Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, that's the secret of Rosh Hashanah, he says. With his mercy, Hashem checks what you have in your heart, and he judges you, for the purpose of this world, this is called Mashiach and Olam Haba. Hashem never created us to be here permanently. This is just, we are in transit. It says, what is the purpose of your journey here? It says, eventually Mashiach will come, eventually I'll have Olam Haba. It says, if you have this in your heart, then every act that you do, you think twice. That thing is going to give me good points to get so-called frequent flyer that I'll be able to arrive at the destination, or I lose points. So concretely, it depends on the heart, because the heart is the one that has the thoughts. Doesn't matter which thought that you have, but you have to understand the heart is responsible. So it depends what your heart has. If your heart has inside it the real goal and the purpose of the destination, so constantly the heart will tell you, do this, don't do this. Because if you do this, you lose points. If you do this, you gain points. You have to have certain points to get a destination, to get the ticket for Kriyatam team, the dead ones will rise and Olam Haba. That's the purpose. On Rosh Hashanah, says of thought, says Dalil Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Hashem has three books. And in the book he writes the Tzadikim for life. It says also, you know what life means? It's not life, it means if you're going to live here or you're going to die here. This doesn't matter, you're in transit. The question is if you're going to live in Olam Haba or you're going to die in Olam Haba. Tzadikim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes them in the book of life. This is what life? It's not this world life. This is life forever. This is for when Mashiach will come. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides it. Therefore, he says, the first thing is don't go to sleep. He says, why? He says, now, Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, before he checks your file to see your balance, what you did, how many points you got, he wants to see if you have it in your heart that you understand what you're here for, and this is going to repair if you did something wrong. Listen, let's say I didn't understand it. Now I understand it. So from now on, I will weigh everything I do before I raise my hand. I will think twice, what is the purpose I raise my hand? By the way, I don't know if you know, it's a secret about this. It's a secret what the Chachamim say about error. That is, when a person does something, he moves his hand. So when he moves his hand, he does actually something to the air. He does. It's something that is forever. And everything is written in his book. For example, it says, excuse me, sir, this is like this, I want to give you a tzedakah. You do like this, you call him up. It says, that act that you did, it says, that's been written in the book. It says, what did you do? It says, you raise your hand to give tzedakah. It says, well, what is the idea of it? It says, you did something, a positive act, that contains some kind of energy that you so-called injected into the air. And if Chas V'Shalom, somebody raises his hand, for example, to hit somebody, it says, now the air is contaminated. It says, there is a negative energy in the air. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Hashanah, with his mercy, before he checks our heart, his thought, he checks our heart. He checks our heart, says Ari, to see if you know what is the purpose that you hear. And says, if you know the purpose that you hear, because of Olam Haba, he says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now I understand. I said, okay, he did something wrong, doesn't matter. As long as he knows now what is the purpose of him being here, it's to have Mashiach and Olam Haba, Hashem treats you different. But if you don't have it, Hashem says, for sure, next thing you do the same thing. What difference does it make for between this and next thing? This is saying for the Rosh Hashanah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah checks our heart. So in our heart, we have to accept the idea that all our life and the goal of our life is to have Mashiach and Olam Haba. That's what the thought said, that's what David said. So this is the heart. Hashem checks the heart. Rosh Hashanah is the judgment or the trial for the heart. On Yom Kippur, the trial is for the body. It says, but on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a chance. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah said. Rosh Hashanah says, he said, don't go to sleep. I said, why don't you go to sleep? I said, listen, if somebody tells you, you get a point for every minute. For every minute that you do something, you get a point. That point will grant you the end a ticket. So you're not going to go to sleep, you're going to be up. And the place of Rosh Hashanah, that you know that this is what you want Kadosh Baruch Hu looking into your heart. But he's looking into your heart, what is looking in my heart? Looking in my heart, because my heart are the thoughts. And my thought on Rosh Hashanah should be that I want this destination. So that's what the Zohar says, Chas V'Shalom Rosh Hashanah, you should not have anything in your mind besides the text that you read from the Zidur, from the Marzor. He says, you can ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need panas, I need this and this. He says, why I can't? Right? Rosh Hashanah, opposite, I believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. I believe he gives me the money, he gives me my health. I would like to ask him on Rosh Hashanah, you know, that's the day of your decision. Please give it to me. So he doesn't understand. He says, it's like It's like, this is an example, this is an example, if Chas Shalom somebody goes to a doctor and is having an operation, a procedure, and the procedure he looks at his watch, it says, doctor, I'm supposed to tell you it's 12 o'clock, I have to have lunch right now. So see, in the middle of the operation, he says, I have lunch every day, so I want to get off the table, I'm going to have lunch, I'm going to come back. He says, well, sir, what's the matter with you? I says, this is the middle of operation, you ruin the whole thing. I says, Rosh Hashanah is the day of operation. It's the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu checks your heart. He checks your heart, and says, the man is going to sleep. When he's going to sleep, it means you're not serious about what the life is all about your heart. Because if you're serious about it, and the goal of your life is Olam HaBa Mashiach, and you get point every moment that you hear that you do something, how could you neglect it and go to sleep? So Zari, that's the same idea. The Zohar says, don't ask anything on Rosh Hashanah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is because Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment of your heart. The day HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see in your heart what you have in your heart. It says, if in your heart you want to have lunch, it says, so you're not serious about life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you know the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is Olam HaBa Tzitzus Tosfot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an evil. And therefore, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of mercy, he is on purpose. He's going to check our hearts first, and then he's going to look at our fires. Because as long as we know and we really devote ourselves for the purpose of creation, then Hashem will waive or make it easy what happened in the fire. Because it means that we, as the Torah says, at least they know what they are. This is really the secret. And he says of the Parashat HaShavua, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to make a treaty between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, let me tell you, it says, before Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Mashiach will come, I'm going to collect you, and then I'm going to do some kind of a procedure to your heart. Umar Hashem Elokecha et levavcha v'et levav zarecha. It says, before Mashiach will come, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do some correction for our heart. I says, what is the correction for my heart? It says, I'm a tzaddik already, I'm here already, Baruch Hashem, Mashiach is coming, Olam HaBa is coming. It says, no, Hashem is going to do something. It says, that's the deviation of Chodesh Elul. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to understand that fully, 100% in your heart, you should have only this idea. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu put this in this week, Parashah, this Parashat in Tehillim always comes before Rosh Hashanah. It says, because of that, it says, here is the son of Mashiach. It says, what's the son of Mashiach? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do something to your heart to make sure that your heart is 100%. It says, what do you have to have in the heart? And my heart has to have only one thing, the destination and the purpose of creation, that I should see Mashiach, I should see Olam HaBa. So that's what the Gemara says. It's before Rosh Hashanah, after we read the curses last week, it says, now you're Parshat Nitzavim. It says, what does it mean? It says, the Gemara, you know, Am Yisrael was standing in front of Moshe, and while Moshe was saying the last week Parashah, the curses, everybody's face became green. It says, the Gemara, they're all shaken. All shaken, and Moshe looks at them and says, well, what's the problem? He says, well, what's the problem? 98 curses. Moshe says, forget about it. Forget, don't take it so serious. You see, he's still alive. So he says, so what, is it a joke, the whole thing? He says, no, it isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chas Shalom, if a person doesn't behave, Hashem will punish him. But this is only if in his heart, also, he doesn't care about anything, and he wants to act the way he wants. But if in his heart, constantly he thinks that the purpose of creation is to get to Olam HaBa, sometimes he falls in the trap. This is nothing. This is not a major sin. That's what Moshe tells him. As long as I make a treaty with you now, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, what is the treaty? He says, this is the treaty. The treaty is that your heart is to be devoted for the purpose of creation. It says, you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get in the Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is one step before Mashiach, before Olam HaBa. It says, that's what you have to have in mind. You have to have this in mind, so forget about the curses. It's like Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, even though the person does not have the real score, doesn't have the real positive balance, it doesn't matter. It says, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to check your heart on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Rambam says, you know, when you hear the Shofar, the Gemara, you hear the Shofar of Mashiach. It says, you have to have this in the Kavanah. It says, when you hear the Shofar, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the Shofar on our Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow the Shofar and Mashiach will come. I hear the Shofar. It says, what the Shofar means? The Shofar means that my heart, my thoughts in my heart are so-called square with the purpose of creation. It says that's what Aaron says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and looks at everybody else at the time of the shofar to see if really you understand the purpose. If you understand the purpose, then Hashem is going to look at you fire later. But he says, that's what the Gemara says. You know, Benoni, the ones that are not 100% tzaddikim, holy ones, not wicked ones, Hashem waits to see a certain way of Shabbat. So Shulchan Aruch, you know, before this Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you have to do more mitzvot, and you have to try to do extra things that you don't do during the year. For example, the Gemara says that if a person, Shulchan Aruch says, that if a person during the year is not so much, what you call Pat Israel, and he eats bread, it's all you, it's 1,000,000% kosher. But it was baked in a bakery, that the guy who baked it is a goy. It's a goy. So, it's 100% during the year you can have it. It's no question about it. It says the 30 Yom Kippur, the 10 days before, the 7 days before Shana Yom Kippur, it says don't eat this bread. Make sure it says on the package, Pat Israel, it was baked by a Jew. I said, what's the difference? It's 100% kosher. During the year, I do it. So, who are you cheating now? Who are you cheating? I said, now 7 days you can eat just this kind of bread. And after Yom Kippur, you go back to the store. I said, okay, Yom Kippur is over. Now I can have it. I said, what's the difference? I didn't say the difference is that you have to show that you do extra for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you understand the purpose of the mitzvot were given to you in order for you to get points. He says, I have to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm serious about it. So between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch, listen, try to do more things that you usually don't do. Even though that you do fine, you do fine. But since you balance it, it was not so good last year. It was not so good last year because you did not take seriously what your heart thinks all the time. If you would think all the time about doing the right thing to get those points for Olam Haba, he was not done it. I says, you didn't do it. I says, at least a certain Meshuvah, he said, do extra things in order so-called to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm serious now about my decision about the purpose of creation. I says, the purpose of creation is Olam Haba and Mashiach. This is what the Gemara says. This is what the Gemara Yerushalmi says. You know, Satan, he hears the Shofar, he says, oh, Mashiach is coming. So why Mashiach is coming? Mashiach is coming because when we hear the Shofar, the Rambam says, we take it seriously. We think about Mashiach. If we think about Mashiach, Mashiach will come out of Milan.